Blog Talk Radio.
Informed, not inflamed media.
And hi, everyone. It is Thursday, February 5th, 2015. NBC News anchor Brian Williams is in a little bit of hot water. He admits he embellished a story about being on a military helicopter that was shot down in Iraq in 2003. Now, some of the soldiers on the chopper were the ones who called Williams out. As of this recording, NBC has not disciplined him. Now, this is a great story that shows the symbolism of what TV news is today and why it is losing relevance as news because it's wrapped in entertainment. First, let me say this about Brian Williams. I don't know him. What I see of him on the air, like on The Daily Show, he is funny and talented. From what I hear and read, he is what one person described as a mensch who talks to and mingles with staffers. He is no prima donna. So I feel some sympathy for Williams. You hate to jump on someone when they're a decent person and they're down. Still, my comments here relate to the TV news industry and what effect it might have had on Brian Williams and this story. Now, Williams has apologized. He went on air and social media to say, quote, "I think the continued viewing of the video showing us inspecting the impact area and the fog of memory over 12 years made me conflate the two, and I apologize," end quote. Okay. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was so wrapped up into the eyewitness accounts of the soldiers that he relived them as his own. Hey, Ronald Reagan used to tell war stories and speeches only to find out that the incidents were from screenplays. And who among us hasn't embellished a little bit on our own significance? Still, Brian Williams holds what is supposed to be a position of trust. And here's where we have lost news to entertainment. Williams was trying to do his best to take us there to the scene of a major life-changing incident for some of our soldiers. But he was acting more like a film director or a screenwriter than a reporter. And this is what TV news has become: emotional, on the edge of your seat, fight for your ratings. Watch the CBS Evening News and ABC's New World News Tonight. Talk about two breathy, overdramatic news anchors. Frankly, they're unwatchable if you're looking for news. But listen further to Williams' apology. He says a lot that most people miss. He goes on to say he bungled an attempt to thank a veteran. That's how he described it. He bungled an attempt to thank a veteran. Now, this may seem old-fashioned to an old news guy like me, but why is he chumming around with military folks anyway? He was with some of these guys at an NHL game. Doesn't he have to report on them fairly and objectively? Well, yes. Unless, of course, you want ratings, and NBC News' owner Comcast is in a fight for special interest dollars. The main networks want all these military conservative PACs, their dollars, that usually Fox News gets. To show how Fox News responded, the headline on a Fox News website was, "Brian Williams lied." Even Stars and Stripes, the military magazine, wrote that Williams changed his story. Should Brian Williams be fired or suspended? My guess is he probably will be suspended. But I don't care one way or another if he does or he doesn't. NBC News, the major networks, and the cable networks are becoming more and more irrelevant. I keep telling you, the most important journalist in your life is you. TV news is good for one thing: immediacy. They can show you breaking news and warn you. They used to be the best at it, but no more. Again, the most important journalist in the world is you, and many others have phone cameras that can deliver to the world news and information and things that are happening long before any TV news person arrives on scene. Now, some of you were with me online during the Charlie Hebdo massacres in Paris. Well, we had a wide range of news services to gather information from. In addition, those of you who were just taking in the information we were disseminating didn't realize that at the time, I was gathering and sending out all this information while I was working on a treadmill. So you don't need Brian Williams or any of the networks for news. If you want to be entertained by someone who'll give you a dramatic read on things, then let NBC know, and you might be able to save his job. That's Informed, Not Inflamed. Catch you next time.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.